oh, he's away, he's ginger, and he's fat.
I don't know.
That's a great start to the show.
The listeners and potential viewers for any clips that go out will probably be like, oh, God, he's back. Ugh.
Ugh, dear.
Had enough of this guy.
Yeah. And on that note, let's hit the jingle. Quack, quack, quack. That was good, that. We managed to do that in unison.
Yeah. It's almost like we planned it.
Yes. Let's just create the illusion that we did plan it.
Yes. Let's let everyone know. We kind of know what we're doing here on the Tuesday show.
Hang on. Wait. That's what do you call it? How do astronauts put together a party?
I don't know.
They plan it.
Hey! What do you do if you see a spaceman?
Parking it, man.
Dang it, I've said that one before, haven't I?
I think we had that on the episode, which was dad jokes.
So wasn't that a dad joke special, that one?
We had a dad joke special.
I still pull that one out whenever I need it.
What about the joke?
Giggity, giggity, giggity,
giggity. It couldn't be anything else. You never need that.
Nope. No, sometimes there's just situations where you need an emergency joke, and that is my go-to emergency joke.
Yep. I'll tell you what, actually, your joke from, because we did two dad joke episodes. I remember me saying, oh, this is great. It's ideal because not only am I dad, but I also am a joke. But your joke is the one I tend to repeat a lot. Probably because I don't remember them very well. And I remember that one. And that was, what a waste of money. I just hired a limousine, but it didn't come with a driver. Cough, £300 and nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
What a classic.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah. No, I do enjoy jokes. I've got a joke book in the car.
Yeah.
So I can sort of reach over and pull it out and tell a few jokes.
Nice.
As and when required. Well, when you got a small child, actually it's not so small, but now, but when you have got a small child, it's quite handy to be able to pull out the joke book and rattle off a few, or give it to him and he can read some jokes to me whilst I'm driving.
Do you ever get to the point where you're like, that's enough, because we're going to crash if you keep telling me jokes?
No, they're not that good.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I used to have a Smarties joke book years ago. So it was like one of these World Book Day things I was in school, and it was like you could go into the light and they had all these books for sale, and I think there was like a raffle or something. Somehow I ended up with a Smarties joke book, and I don't have it anymore, thankfully. I don't remember the jokes being any good. That's the thing. Mm. I remember having this book, but I don't remember the jokes being any good.
Mm. And you don't remember any of the jokes.
And I do not remember any of the jokes.
It was World Book a few days ago.
Was it?
If not today. If not yesterday.
I don't know.
This week or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. It seems to me that it's just an excuse for teachers to go to work in their pyjamas.
Isn't that a weird thing, though? It's like, have a pyjama... Actually, no. More weird than having a pyjama day or a mufti day at school was, I remember in an old job years ago, they had a pyjama day at work. And it was
That's weird.
It was the weirdest thing. Yeah. People coming in their pyjamas and dressing gowns and all that stuff. And I'm like, I didn't, because I don't own pyjamas. You know, sorry, Christians, I don't own pyjamas. I don't know where that came from.
Christians.
I don't know. whichever group thinks that you should always sleep in pyjamas, you know. I mean, yeah. I will circle back around to that. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone in work turned up in pyjamas except me, you know. Mm. I didn't turn up wearing my nightwear because, you know, that would have offended many people. So I just carried on wearing my normal clothes. Yeah, and everyone's turning up and I'm just like, this is just weird. Because you can also see some people kind of ogling each other as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, I'm just going to sit here, stare at my computer screen, keep my head down, just get on with work. I'm not looking around at anybody because I do not want to be accused of ogling anyone. Yeah, because it was just flat out weird.
Ogling? Let's come back to that. But first of all, what I want to just establish is the fact that if you've not got pajamas, I don't suppose it's particularly a problem if, for example, you're on your own that night.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you could say when you're having
A lonely night.
Yes.
Did you hear that penny coming down from the sky, crashing onto the floor, as we segued into our first track of the day?
Indeed.
Would you like to intro?
I will happily intro. Our first track is from Lonely Clown.
Yep.
Spelt with a K. I don't know why you spell lonely with a K. But with Lonely Night Tonight, and that is the something edit.
The Hotfoot edit.
The Hotfoot edit, that's right. Let's play it.
Lonely Clown, Lonely Night Tonight, the Hotfoot edit. And speaking of hot feet.
Oh, yeah.
I had this one locked and loaded. I'm just going to go with it. Going back to pajama day and not wearing pajamas. So I don't wear pajamas at home, which generally, if I'm on my own, is fine. If there's no one else in the house, it's fine. And also, if there is no fire, I'm okay. However, if there was an emergency and I had to leave the premises quickly, I am then slowed down by the fact that I have to put clothes on before I can hotfoot it out of the building.
I see.
Do you like my tenuous link there, Ted?
I enjoyed that. So if you haven't got pajamas, do you have something nearby? So just in case there was a fire,
yep.
That you know that you can get into and get out in an emergency.
I mean, depending on the severity of the emergency, I have two options available. So option number one, so like the hoodie and sweatpants that I'm wearing, from the day before, generally get folded up and put on top of my chest of drawers, which is only a foot away from the end of my bed. So I can, grab those and put those on. And they're loose-fitting clothes. They're easy to put on. It's really not a problem. However, if there is a more severe emergency that requires a faster exit, there is a dressing gown hanging on the back of my door as well.
Excellent.
So I can cover myself up, thankfully. It's just... But the trouble with that is, so my shoes... here's where the real problem lies. My shoes are in a cupboard under the stairs, not by the front door. I do have a pair of shoes by the back door, which are my outdoor shoes for the garden. But it also requires me walking down a corridor to get to said shoes to then come back. And, it feels like I haven't prepared for any sort of emergency in my house whatsoever.
It sounds to me like what you should do is have a pair of shoes at the front door as well.
Yes.
Then you've covered all bases. Yep. Unless, of course, you need to escape via a window, in which case you need to have shoes by the window.
I basically need clothes and shoes by every available point of egress within the house. Mm-hmm. That's what I need. Maybe a parachute if I'm parachuting out of the loft.
I don't think that will work. I don't think it's tall enough. I think you might end up with a sprained ankle at best.
I'll just hold a couple of carrier bags over my head. I'll be like one of those action figure toys with the strings and a crappy little piece of plastic as a parachute that never works for me. They never works.
I was staying at a RAF officer's mess once. I can't remember where, but it's not part of the story. And there was a fire alarm. The fire alarm went off, and everybody went out, and they stood out in the cold at the front. And one guy came out dressed as a Viking.
Nice.
He had the full kit, and he kind of looked around and got, guys, where's your outfits? Like we were in the wrong, but apparently that's a bit of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna have some sort of costume if you're going to go out and to respond to a fire alarm.
Could you imagine? So do you, cast your mind back many years.
Thanks for the memories.
So remember the time we were down at RAF Manston and the fire alarm went off? Was it the first night we were there the fire alarm went off? I think it was the first night. Because there was something happening in the mess.
Something was happening.
Yeah. There was some kind of gathering in the mess, and some dude decided it would be a great idea to spark up a cigarette inside his room and set off the fire alarm and send certain members of our team into a bit of a spin and a bit of a panic, which was hilarious, by the way.
Was this when there was some crazy guy with a fire extinguisher chucking it about?
Yeah. That's it. Some guy came outside in his pants holding a fire extinguisher. Literally in his tighty whities.
That was a chaotic evening.
It really was. It was fun. But could you imagine if all of us ended up just pitching out, dressed like superheroes, or something like in our skin tight onesie Spider-Man costumes or just that would have been amazing. Mm. We should try that sometime. No, that's
one for the future.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories. Listeners, viewers, what would you have as your fancy dress costume in the event of a fire? What's your go-to? What's your grab bag in the event of a fire or a drill?
Let us know in the comments.
Not like a cordless drill for putting up shelves. I mean, like a fire drill, obviously.
Well, now there's going to be one person that's going to put in there, well, I'd come out wearing a hard hat and carrying a drill, pretending I'm part of the village people.
Pretending.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, that would have been fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to do that. I don't know. I seem to feel like fire, a potential fire in the building that I'm sleeping in is possibly more important than going outside in a fancy dress costume.
But I think the point is, you're going to be wearing something.
Yeah.
You're going to put something on. So let's say you've jumped out of bed. You could put your dressing gown on or put your whatever you took off the night before, mm-hmm. folded nicely on the chest of drawers and all that sort of thing. Or you could go out dressed as the front end of a donkey or something.
Now, that would be even more hilarious if you coordinate it with someone that if the fire alarm goes off, we are putting on this horse costume. And I'm not arguing over who's on the back. You're on the back, mofo. I'm going to be the front every time.
I want that to be a thing. We have to engineer a situation. Oh, I'll pull the fire alarm myself,
yeah,
just for that.
Just coordinate it with your significant other that, yeah, you're going to... We're going to have a fire drill and we're going outside dressed as a horse.
Oh dear.
What would be even better is if you could coordinate it and figure it out, and obviously have enough upper body strength is coordinate it. So if you've got a kid as well, they come out dressed as a knight in shining armor on the back of said horse. And just be like, morning everyone. Nice day for
you.
It.
You can get all sorts of interesting things, can't you? You could get one of those ones, you know, the costumes where it looks like there's a bloke that's got you in a bin.
Yep.
Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Or ones where you're clearly riding an ostrich.
Yeah,
so
it's
or something
an ostrich.
Like that.
Yeah, they're the best ones.
Yeah. Oh, the ideas. It's endless.
As long as you play up to that as well, you've got to ham it up somewhat as well. Yeah, like if you're riding an ostrich, you've got to like be holding the reins as you come out like that, going, slow down.
Or maybe even better is just make no reference to it. You just walk out. Yes, I'm dressed as a Viking. Yes, I'm riding an ostrich. What's your problem? Obviously, it's a fire drill.
The secret code of fire alarms. And, you know, all the people that are dressed in costumes, like I say, they're just like, oh.
Yep.
That's it. No one ever says anything about it. But all the people that aren't dressed in costumes are so bemused by it, they don't know if they should say anything. Especially somebody who's dressed as a Viking. I mean, I wouldn't say anything to him. I'd be like,
I'd feel underdressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, get out, stay out, call us out, you know, whatever it is. So, anyway, should we go on to the next track?
Sure. This one's yours.
Is it?
Oh, no. It's mine.
No, it's not.
No, it's mine.
It's yours.
The next track comes to you from The Lucky Face, our good friend Tim. This one's called In the Palm of Your Hand on your Tuesday show, FM.
FM.
Hanging round, looking aimless till I found love was painless, toning down all those wasted plans. Lose your way. But so nothing comes. Then a lot so lonely run till you understand. Now I found a hole in the palm of your hand. What I crave, and it's not what I plan.
And that was The Lucky Face with In the Palm of Your Hand. And that's Tim Mullineaux. Now, when I say things like that, I just think, oh, God, we sound like a radio show. Here's a question for you. If The Tuesday Show was to be on any radio network, which one would it be?
Oh, gee.
Which is the worst?
What's the worst?
Possibly accept the show.
Oh, that's easy. Is it PBS in America?
Oh, yeah.
Public Broadcast Service. Apparently, that is complete trash.
Oh, right.
It's just awful because I think it's like free. It's completely like taxpayer funded or public funded or something. There's something about it. It's apparently just complete rubbish.
Cool.
Yeah, PBS.
Oh, we could possibly add value then.
Maybe we could.
Who knows? Let's syndicate the show. Let's get it out there.
Yeah. Insert keyboard noise here. Dear PBS, please give us a show. We'll make it better. Honest. Love. CJ and Ted. FM.
FM.
Yeah, PBS. So I hear. I've never listened to PBS. Of being in the UK, I don't get to listen to PBS. But even when I've been in America, I have not listened to any radio really, because I've always had other music with me. Although interestingly, we talk about radio and we talk about I mentioned America. I was looking at like radio stations in America, thinking to myself, I'd love to pick up the radio stuff again one day.
Mm-hmm.
Just for right now though, I don't have the time. I'm too busy. With work and other stuff, just I don't have time to, because the two hour radio show I was doing turned into, it was like an 8 hour day, just researching tracks, getting music, finding things to talk about, all this stuff. It turned into a long day, and not really what I wanted to do on a Sunday, not how I planned for a Sunday to go. Let me know when they're gone. So yeah, it turned into a 6 to 8 hour day on a Sunday, which isn't what I wanted to do. But I thought, so actually, I really wouldn't mind picking that kind of thing up. And mainly to go into commercial radio, as there would be less music research work for me to do. The station would just tell me what to play, which would be a lot easier. But yeah, I was looking at some stations in America near, roughly near where I wouldn't mind moving out to. And like, unfortunately, it's Bible Belt. And there's just, it's all religious radio stations. There's like one or two, top 40 stations. There's one or two rock stations, one or two country stations, but the majority were all like religion. The majority is religion, country, and that's pretty, and then you'll get a spattering of other things. And it's I just found that quite interesting. But I'm like, I wonder if I could reach out to any of these people and be like, here's my back catalog, which I, conveniently recorded and posted on Mixcloud for you. Give it a listen, let me know what you think. I'd love to come and work for you. I don't know if anything would ever come out of that.
I quite like a bit of country music. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
I don't mind country music at all. It's quite, especially when you're driving. If you're on a long drive and it's quite a relaxed drive, so there's not a lot of traffic around, a bit of country music is perfect.
I think out there, every drive's a long drive.
Well, yeah.
That's probably why it works so well.
Every drive's a long drive, and that's not just on the houses.
Yeah.
No, they all have long drives on their houses.
Yeah, they do have long drives, yeah. Well, I had a long drive once. And which was handy because it was a time when I just had a lot of cars.
Okay.
Well, there was a point when, like, sort of between us, there were four cars in the household.
And it was just you living there?
Yeah. Just me and the cat.
Yeah.
what
you don't know, listeners, is the cat's had three of those cars.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so jealous.
Put a little collar and tie on, grab a suitcase or a briefcase, be like, stay up.
Yeah. And then he had to spend all the way through the weekend covered in oil underneath the cars, keeping up with the maintenance. The maintenance.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to say, the trouble with when it comes to car maintenance, you generally have to do it right meow, or else it becomes a bit of a problem.
Yeah. But he would end up getting those engines purring nicely.
Hey. As long as he didn't leave any litter around.
Yes.
That was so tenuous. Feel free to cut that.
Oh, dear. Oh, these jokes are getting so bad, they're giving me my cold back again.
Uh-oh. You know what you need, Ted?
Yes.
You need a little love.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should say that. It's funny you should say that.
It's getting worse.
Because I last track of the episode is from The Petal Falls, and this is Give a Little Love. Dun, 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 dun. This is not our best work.
Petal Falls, Give a Little Love. Great song.
Give a Little Love. And I hope you all give us a little love in the comments section. And get in touch with us.
Absolutely.
And if you've got a little love to give, a little music to give, a little whatever it may be, do please get in touch. And we'll play something on the show.
Absolutely. And we've already got music lined up for the next one, Ted. How cool is that?
Oh, we have indeed. We're looking forward to the next episode when we'll be playing a new track from Eric C. Powell.
Powell. And the dirt is gone. No, just kidding, Eric.
Powell and the dirt is gone.
Just kidding, yeah. Eric. No, Eric is, you know, he's been a long-time supporter of our show, you know, giving us, you know, lots of content to play. And, you know, I'm excited to get that next track out. And and so you, the listeners, and you, the viewers, can... I don't know. Will the viewers hear it? No, they won't. The listeners will hear it, though.
Listeners certainly will hear it.
Yeah.
Funny you should say this, because I am genuinely enthused. When we get music from people like Eric, and we get, you know, like we've had The Petal Falls, we've had Gigi, Gigi LaFox.
Gigi LaFox.
LaFox, yes. And of course, you know, we've got Lucky Face and many others who we've been playing for quite a number of years.
For years
had
now.
We had a bit of a gap. We often have a few gaps, don't we? But you know, they stick with us and they keep sending us the music. If you're a musician and you want to be on the show, please do get in touch. And that leads me to say, how to get in touch.
Yes.
How to get in touch. If you want to get, here we go. This is where it all goes to. Right. So, if you want to get in touch, you can DM me at Ted James Media. You can try to DM CJ, at CJ Brooks FM, but that won't work. You can also email us, and the email is
cjandted@thetuesdayshow.co.uk.
That's the fella. So please do get in touch, and we will look forward to seeing you in the next show. Until next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Dun, 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 dun. Crack.
Oh, great stuff.
Cool. That'll do.